on TV, were on radio, both men and women identified with Gracie as the character, as the main character. And then when it moved to TV, the men would start identifying with George, who's just a much less interesting character than Gracie. So I think that there is something about the way that radio opens up identification positions and really lets us hear the world in different ways, imagine the world in different ways than TV. TV is great. I love TV. I watch so much TV.
Hi, my name is Lori Nakovics from Northeast Parent and Child Society. We're out here today looking for new foster parents, which we're in great need of. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM ECRA.
Now, that's real acid, so I want to see goggles, people.
My eyes, the goggles do nothing.
It's almost always safety first at the Thingularity Radio program, so don't let that happen to you. Have your questions answered by sending them to catskillmakersinfo@gmail.com and tune in every first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM ACRA or anytime at WGXC.org.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music picks and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with Music for the Masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Acre on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Drone Choir of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Like good old tap water. Just turn it on and get it.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Gray. Coe Callahan reports for the Times Union that more New Yorkers moved to the Hudson Valley in 2021 than to any other part of the state, according to a newly released annual survey by Piece of Cake Moving and Storage. Ulster County saw 329% more people move into the county than out of it last year, the report said. Well, Jen Popovic, CEO of Piece of Cake Moving and Storage, said, and I quote, "It was especially surprising because in 2020 we had a great number of moves and Florida was one of the most popular destinations. So seeing in the last year that more people moved to Ulster County on a percentage basis was a surprise for us," end quote. And Greene, Dutchess, Orange, Columbia, and Sullivan counties also had triple-digit percentages of new transplants moving in versus locals moving out, among the highest in the state. The moving company admits that some second homeowners are included in these statistics. He said, and I quote, "People figured out for themselves that they don't have to essentially be in the city, but they still have to stay close to the city. That's why we've seen great growth in the number of moves to the Hudson Valley," end quote. And while many people moved to the Hudson Valley from New York City since the pandemic began, some have returned. Popovic said, and I quote, "A great number of moves went back to the city too," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that for unannounced and, I quote, "personal reasons," end quote, Stephen Karlovich resigned from the Cairo Town Board on February 12. Karlovich wrote in an email to the board, and I quote, "It has been an honor serving the people of Cairo, but due to unforeseen personal circumstances, I must step aside," end quote. Karlovich is a Republican with a term set to end December 31, 2023. Instead, on February 16, the board appointed Republican Deborah Brick Bogans to fill the seat. Bogans failed to win a nomination for the board last March at the Republican caucus. Instead, Mary Jo Cords and Michael Flattery got the nominations and both won in the general election. Bogan said she wants to, and I quote, make the town a better place and be a team, the board and the public, end quote. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that even if retail sales of cannabis in New York are more than a year away, farmers may begin growing the plant soon. New York State Senator Michelle Henchy, a Democrat from Socrates, sponsored a bill that passed that authorizes the Office of Cannabis Management to issue conditional cannabis cultivator and processor licenses to existing hemp growers. Henchy's office said in a statement, and I quote, to ensure that when dispensaries open, a variety of New York products can enter the marketplace on day one of retail sales, end quote. The conditional licenses will expire on June 30, 2024, when all the state regulations should be in place and retail sales should be throughout the state. And she said in a statement, and I quote, last year, with the historic passage of the new marijuana laws, New York set the foundation for a legal cannabis industry predicated on social equity, inclusion, and ensuring that economic success stays local, end quote. There is a social equity mentorship program to provide emerging social and economic equity cultivators and processors included in the temporary measure. Henchy said in a statement, and I quote, our existing hemp growers who have been some of the hardest hit by market fluctuations already have the knowledge base to meet this need, and I'm proud to sponsor legislation to help them obtain conditional licenses, which will allow New York to implement its cannabis program faster, end quote. Henchy's 46th Senate district includes Greene County. Assemblyperson Chris Teague, a Republican from Schoharie, who also represents Greene County, voted against the bill. Teague's office said the measure would, and I quote, implement a requirement for those seeking temporary adult-use cannabis cultivation and processing licenses to unionize their labor force, and he is speaking out against the financial burden such a requirement would put on farmers who have already been subjected to a flurry of costly new mandates and regulations in recent years, end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, a chance of snow before noon, then scattered snow showers afternoon. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 37 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 14 degrees. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 37 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 27 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
All the German lights. This is it, the night of nights. No more rehearsing and nursing apart. We know every card by heart. All the German lights. This is it, we'll hit the heights. And oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
Ice Nine Part 2 from Uzik, 2016 release, Aberystwyth Marine. Here's Millennium Hand and Shrimp from Uzik.
Thank you. I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, you're a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
Thank you. walk across the lake. Of course it was winter, when all this was ice. That's a terrible thing to do, you know. They say the lake is as big as the ocean. I wonder if she knew about it. We'll be right back.
So we have on the phone here a member of the mysterious international culture jamming group, the Yes Men. Can never be sure what's what about these guys. Let's leave it up to him to tell me who he is and what's going on.
Well, my name is Mike Bonanno, and I am with the group called the Yes Men, and we are a international conglomerate of mischief makers who, let's say, act in the tradition of the trickster, poking fun at power, trying to, you know, embarrass those who would subjugate others. That's me. but, you know, we have something exciting to talk about, Steve, because we're kind of rebranding our organization. We've been the Yes Men for a couple of decades, 20 years, and we've decided that we are going to rebrand ourselves as Meddle, M-E-D-D-L-E, to participate in meddlesome actions that get under the skin of the powers that be. And of course, we took a page from the book of Face, the Facebook, on this one. We saw Mark Zuckerberg rebranded the Facebook properties, which include Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, etc. They rebranded them Meta, thus trying to, I guess, claim the entire idea of the metaverse. that weird digital alter world. And so so we thought, well, we should have similar aspirations, at least. You know, we should try to rebrand ourselves as Meddle, which I think, so far it's working. It's feeling pretty good.
For those folks who may have been, I don't know, under a rock for the last year or at home, not going to restaurants or going out or seeing people or, venturing forth without a mask, what has or what have the Yes Men been up to?
Yeah, well, we have been, over the past 20 years, sort of using, pranks and tricks to publicize activist causes. We work with activist groups and social movements to do publicity stunts that undermine and embarrass bad actors, you know, corporations, governments. And so, these sort of spectacles are usually funny, but sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're just serious. They're usually like using a bit of a form of kind of a media jujitsu, you know, because we don't have any power ourselves, but we often try to bait a corporation or powerful person into attacking us. And then we get a little bit of their power and we use that to sort of trip them up, you know? We've been doing these sorts of pranks for 20 years, and we have a whole bunch of them that you can watch on in the Metalverse. You can watch them on in our movies that we've made called The Yes Men. The Yes Men Fix the World, and The Yes Men Are Revolting. And you can watch a lot of that just on the internets in the Metalverse.
And how do people enter the Metalverse?
Well, they could go to our website, which is www.theyesmen.org. And then you will be there. You will find yourself suddenly immersed in a digital world where you can, you know, anything is possible. It's wonderful.
Do you anticipate rebranding the website too to match your new meddlesome identity, or is it going to stay the same?
Everything. We're going to be rebranding everything all the time now. It's all going to be based on an algorithm, you know, so it's going to be what you like that we become, I think. But the website, it still says the Yes Men on it. It doesn't say Meddle only. But I think that's something that we'll get to. You know, it's just there's only like so many mechanics building the Metalverse. So we one thing at a time.
So walk us through this. If I had an idea of something meddlesome that I'd like to do, how can you help?
Yeah, okay. So, for example, I know you have an incinerator that's kind of getting under your skin, don't you, across the river where they burn that firefighting foam?
Yeah, Norlite.
Norlite. Yeah, it's hard to ignore Norlite, especially if you live in the toxic plume just downwind of it. So for example, a group, let's say citizens organizing against Norlite, might say, we want to get more publicity for this, or we want to embarrass the owners of Norlite. And we're looking for creative ways to do that. We don't have much money. We can't hire a big PR company. But we want to create a kind of a spectacle or an action that the media would pick up and write about that could, potentially have some impact that would go along with our campaign of organizing people, et cetera. And so that's the type of thing that we've kind of become experts at over the years, is how to brainstorm and plan campaigns, or I should say not campaigns, but actions that complement campaigns. And symbolic actions are important parts of longer campaigns and movements to change things. We often remember movements through those symbolic actions, like even civil rights movement. You think about that, what you think of is things like Rosa Parks refusing to give up her seat on the bus. And that is a very, straightforward, very simple act of civil disobedience that took a lot of planning. It's also a form of theater, let's say, because, Rosa Parks had to wear certain clothes that made for that to be more effective and made the image go further. And actually the image of it that we usually think of as the image of Rosa Parks actually not giving up her seat on the bus is a photo that was taken a year later where the United Press International writer actually sat down on a bus in front of her and they took a picture, and that became the stand-in for the moment that we imagine. But it's a poetic, simple gesture, and that was a transgression that caught the attention of, the world. It's a simple symbolic action, but it's part of what sort of helps to get people talking and excited about an idea. Sometimes it reveals something that's sort of invisible or sort of bubbling under the surface, gets the word further, and plays a role in a campaign. You can't have these symbolic actions without some kind of campaign or movement there. I mean, you can have them, they just aren't effective unless there's already some momentum. So it's not the only job, but it's one that we've kind of fallen into. So that's why we advise organizations the way we do. We've been sort of rebranding ourselves as a group that gives advice because it just seems like we should use all these tactics that we've been honing over the years.
So we're speaking to Mike Bonanno of the Yes Men. He's announcing a radical shift in their approach to life and organization. It's the Metalverse. And remind us how we can get in touch with the Metalverse. How can we get in touch with you or your stand-ins?
So if you too want to participate in meddlesome actions that will meddle with the man, for example, your Norlite factory owners, you would email, you could look at the Yes Men website, and you can email people@theyesmen.org, and then we can talk about it. So that's the first step, is to just reach out over the internets, in the metalverse, enter the metalverse and talk to us that way.
Great. Well, thanks for taking time out of your busy, meddlesome life, Mike, and talking with us. We'll be back in touch, letting you know how things are going here. Hopefully getting good news about what's going on around the world with your new adventures.
Yeah, let's see how that goes. I'm looking forward to that, too. And, really thank you for all the work you're doing there at the lovely Sanctuary for Independent Media. Thank you.